path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Do you keep doing what you've always done, but you're still expecting something in your life to change? Do you go about your days thinking you're in a routine, but you want something different, and yet you stay in your routine? Are you hitting your head against a wall, but nothing changes? You know, Einstein put it so well when they said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Why do we keep repeating behavior when even a tiny little shift in our approach could make all the difference in our lives? Hi, this is Cheryl, and thanks for being here with me today. I really do appreciate it. If you're approaching the concerns you've had for years the same way you always have, then this is the show that you want to listen into. Whether you're trying to control someone or control something that isn't cooperating, or have been living through hell and you just keep on keeping on and you're staying on the same course, well, we're going to talk about what you can do to stop the pain and find your joy again. I don't know about you, but we spend so much of our time tied up in knots and stressing over one thing or another that could be happening in the future, or we do the same thing about something that happened in the past and we're afraid to repeat our history, but we don't change what we're doing right now in our present. Now, I know I, for one, I have always been the worrier in the family. Jack never did worry. And I guess I felt I had to do that for both of us. I was trying to control our path and ended up leading us down the wrong roads for us. All that worrying never helped. It sure didn't keep us financially sound. Now, there's a difference between worrying and planning. When you plan, you have a direction and you can make adjustments as needed. When we worry, all we're doing is wasting precious time and energy. Nothing gets done when you worry. And that's just not helping. I talked to a friend the other day who says, I just worry about everything. And his partner worries about absolutely nothing. And I asked, what good is all that worrying doing for you? And he goes, not a bit. So why do you keep doing it? Because that's what I do. Well, it's true. It's what we do until we don't. Now, Jack was diagnosed with leukemia and then with cancer. And I worried from the very first day of his diagnosis. But my worrying didn't change anything. The results of worrying and expecting that to help him and us, well, it didn't. It made that time we had together more stressful because I was fretting about everything, and he died anyhow. Worry drains the joy out of our lives. I used to be the kind of person that would pride myself on the fact that I could bounce back from anything in 24 hours. Just give me a day to adjust and I would be back and happy and joyful and looking at the positive and feeling really good. And Jack knew that in 24 hours, if I hadn't bounced back, okay, maybe we need to look at this a little bit better. But normally I could bounce back in that period of time. All that ended when the multiple challenges overwhelmed me. And you may be at that place in your life too, where you feel like it keeps getting piled on and piled on and piled on, but you're not doing anything different yourself. So ask yourself, as you're sitting there right now listening to the show, has your worrying brought you a different result? I suspect that it hasn't. I know in the end, for me, it didn't. And all I found myself was alone and lost. Now, it's been nearly 3 years since my husband passed, and I can't say there's been a day since then I've been able to sustain any amount of happiness. What I've been doing is what I've been doing for so long that I just didn't realize that it wasn't working anymore. Do you know how that feels? You go on autopilot, we get into these routines, and we don't realize they're not working. We just do what we're comfortable with. We do what we know. But if you're not happy with what you're doing, and maybe you want to qualify that a little bit, if you're not happy with the results of what you're doing, then it's time to look at things a little differently. I just sit here and realized at some point, and I don't know if it was the coming up on 3 years since his passing, I don't know what triggered this, but one day I woke up. I remembered every single word I'd ever written for Simple Steps, Real Change, every conversation that I'd ever had, every radio show where we talked about self-fulfilling prophecies. I recalled that we made a choice to see things the way that we saw them. We worried about certain things, and you know, they came to fruition because we put all of our attention on what we were worrying about. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When all you think about is what's going to go wrong, surely something is going to go wrong. For me, it was always financial worries. So I would get up every single morning and I would go online and I would check my checking account balance. I checked my savings. I checked my credit cards. I was worried I was going to overdraft a check. I was going to go over my limit on my credit card. I'd worry something would happen. And it usually did, because I was focused on everything that would go wrong. But what if you stop thinking about everything that could go wrong and start thinking about everything that is right in your life? And I guess when I realized that I could get back to a better feeling place just by making the decision to do that, my life changed. Now, I know we hear this all the time, but, you know, happiness is a choice. And sometimes you get really tired of hearing that, because honestly, if you're in a really difficult place, hearing that sounds like nothing but a hollow platitude. You're not in the right frame of mind to make a shift. And that's okay. This comes to you when you're ready for it. But ask yourself, if you have the choice to be happy or not, and you choose not to be, what purpose does that serve you? And it may absolutely serve a purpose. Maybe you need the support and attention of others, and being in that place, you're getting that support and attention. That's okay. You are not in the place to move forward. Now, remember how we say this all the time, no one walks in my shoes, so how in the world can they tell me that happiness is a choice? Well, as I'm sitting here right now with everything that I've gone through, I'm walking in my own shoes. I can't go back and change my past, and I certainly can't bring Jack back, but I can choose to be happy in this moment. I've been choosing misery for 3 years, and that's okay. I was in that place. But right now, I'm tired of it. Are you? When we keep focusing on everything that we don't like about our lives, we make ourselves unhappy. It's funny, because I remember a time when before Jack got sick, before I was dealing with all of that, that people used to call me a Pollyanna. And I was actually proud of that label, because I always look for the good in everyone in every situation. And then the world came crumbling down on top of me. And I would tell people that I'd lost everything in my life except my marriage. And then Jack died. I stayed in that place of misery because it was safe. People were sympathetic, they were kind, and I needed the support. We do what makes sense for us at any given time. Now, if you're getting attention or some type of benefit from staying in that place of not being happy, only you can decide how long you're going to stay there. If you're not ready to leave, don't. This isn't about what you should or shouldn't do. You're not ready. Be easy with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. If you've gone through hell and you're still going through hell, the last thing that you need is additional pressure that you put on yourself because you think you should or shouldn't be in that place. You will get there when you're ready to move forward. Forcing yourself to move forward, you're going to set yourself up to fail because you're not ready. If you're not ready and you force yourself to do something and you fail at it, you're going to feel even worse. And I don't want you to feel worse. And you know you don't need to feel any worse than you do right now. Can we agree on that? I'm thinking we can. Right now, and I want to give you a different perspective of how this could look right now for you, if you're ready, and if you think you're ready. We need to look at life from a happier place, that place where you and I want to be, and we get there when we focus on this moment, the moment that we're in right now. We can't go back and change the past. So when we focus on it and go into that place of worry or regret or what ifs, that's contributing to our unhappiness. If we look into the future and worry about, oh God, I've got to pay my taxes, or how am I going to make the rent, or, you know, what's going to happen if he and I break up? You know, if we look at those things, we keep ourselves in a place of negativity. So going into the past and going into the future right now isn't going to help you. Wouldn't help me. And I figured that out finally. So what I want you to do is right now, look at where you're sitting. Look at your surroundings. Look at how you are at this moment. So for me, this is what this looks like. I'm healthy. I have a roof over my head. I have a good job, and I work with absolutely wonderful people. Now, I know all this it's easy to say, yeah, but all this over here isn't going well for me. Future, past, whatever the case may be, or, you know, I have to go into a job that I really hate. But what is working for you? Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's the passion that you have. Maybe you're a biker or a walker, and that's good for you, and it makes you feel good. When you focus, when you absolutely focus on what's good for you right now, you're going to feel better. Set aside what isn't working. You can shift yourself out of unhappiness if what you choose to do is focus on what's good in your life. Now, there's going to be time you've got to deal with the rest of that stuff, but this is this moment, and all I want you to do is focus on what's good in your life. Now, think about it. You focused on all the negatives in your life, and where has that gotten you? It's put you in a place of misery, the place where you've decided you no longer want to be. So you've heard that phrase. How's that working for you? Well, it's not now. It's not. You don't want to be there. Now, I'm not suggesting that you bury your head in the sand. I'm not suggesting that you lie to yourself about what your life is like. But look at where you sit right now. And that can be your physical surroundings. Maybe you look around your home and you see your children playing, and that makes you happy. Or you look outside and it's a beautiful, sunshiny day, and you are just inspired by the beauty that's around you. Doesn't that make you feel good? Hold on to that feeling. Because if you can focus at any given time on that beauty in your life, those positive things in your life, you feel better. So today, it's a Monday is when I'm recording the show, and Mondays are notoriously tough for people, but I get up in the morning and I listen to some things that inspire me, and I start my day off by saying, I'm going to look for the best in everything that could possibly happen today. I'm going to look for the good in the people around me. I am going to share this feeling of love and kindness and positivity with everyone that I encounter. And if they're not in that same place, that's okay. But I can wish them well. I can say hello. I can say, how's your day going? I can say, I hope you have a great day or a great week or a great month or whatever, to give them something positive. And when you give that positive to someone else, it comes back to you again. What you're doing is you're staying right now in this moment of good things. Now, if you feel comfortable saying it out loud or shouting it from the rooftop, do that. I am happy to be alive. I'm happy to live in this wonderful community where I have friends around me that I enjoy doing things with. I'm happy to have the fireplace roaring in front of me because it's chilly outside. Okay, it's cold outside in some areas. And that fireplace just gives me this warm comfort of home. Or maybe it's as simple as, you know what? These jeans fit really well, and I feel so comfortable in them. You're distracting yourself in some ways because you're not focusing on the negative. You have plenty of time to focus on the things that don't work for you. But if you want to start feeling better on a regular basis and you want to turn your life around, you have to make the conscious choice to do something different. And in this case, something different is focusing on what's positive, not what isn't. You'll have time to deal with the rest of that. You have things that you know you have to take care of, and you will. But if you make it your intent to see the good in other people, to see the good in your surroundings, to see the good in yourself, and allow yourself to feel how warm that is. And by warm, I mean warm and cozy and fuzzy. And it gives you these good feelings. And when you find yourself slipping away and go, oh, wait, I have to, or I need to, or whatever, when you find yourself doing those things, just say, you know what? I'm going to get back to that thought because right now I want to feel better. And you feel better when you say, I'm going to appreciate what's good in my life. So, and fill in the blanks, whatever that may be. For me, it's this comfortable community. It's a wonderful job. It's being at home with my cats. Yes, I'm a cat person. And just feeling the comfort of my home. Maybe yours is you're healthy and you're in great shape or you have a wonderful relationship. Or you have a job or that hobby that inspires you. When you talk about those things, when you feel them, don't you feel good? Isn't that so much a better feeling than what you've had because you've been in this place of misery? I know for me, as I've gone through these last 3 years, and a lot's happened even in those last 3 years since my husband died. It's hard living alone when you've always had someone. I went from my parents' home to my husband's home. I've never been alone in my life. So adjusting to that was a shock, even though I knew he was dying. It was a shock because the reality of it is much different when you're in it than what people tell you about. So I sat in that misery because I was adjusting. And I woke up, like I said, and I realized I didn't want to be in that place anymore. I can't bring him back. I can't go back and change what happened in my past. My husband's not going to magically reappear into my life. But I have a life now that's good. Like I said before, I've got a good job. I get to do this radio show and talk to you every single week and share some thoughts and hopefully the simple steps to make you look at your life differently or at least consider some options. That makes me feel good. What makes you feel good? Visualize this life that you want to have. Spend the time as you're feeling good about your surrounding. Take it up a notch and say, you know what? I want to be in this place. I want to be inspiring to other people. I want to live in a different community. And think about how good that feels and allow yourself to visualize it and imagine it and dream it. Stay in the moment, because when you do that, you feel better. And that's the key, isn't it? So when it's very tough, focus on the things that are around you that are good and allow yourself to feel all of that goodness. And then as you start to branch out a little bit, think about what you want for yourself and take the time to visualize it. Make it your morning routine. Make it your evening routine. Talk about it out loud. You don't have to talk about all of this to other people because, you know, depending on who you're around, they could say, you're sticking your head in the sand or you're a dreamer or you're not making sense. You don't have to share all this with anyone. What matters is how you feel yourself. Now, if you practice this every single day, before long, you're going to discover your happiness is your primary feeling. And isn't that the switch from where you were before you started? And the only shift you've made is one tiny little shift to focus on what's good in your life instead of what isn't. And that's a simple step. But again, I want to go back. You have to be ready to do this. If you're not, give it some time. You'll get to that point. But I want you to hopefully remember this conversation or come back and listen to the show again to say, I'm going to focus on the moment. I'm going to focus on what's good. And when I continue to do that every single day, make it your priority when you get up. Make it your priority right before you go to sleep to focus on everything that is good in your life and everything that's important. It makes a difference. And you wake up and you realize it's a new day, it's a new beginning, it's a good day, and we have good lives. We realize we do, and we start to feel that joy again. And as you go about your day with that feeling that is so much better, share that with others around you. You don't have to tell them what you're doing. You don't have to tell them your story. Just look at them and smile and share your positivity. And maybe that's making a comment about, wow, you look really great today. Or did you do something different with your hair? It looks wonderful. Or you know what? Really like that car you're driving. That looks nice. Something that makes them feel good. It's simple. And you've spread the joy and the positivity that you have and you feel in your life with someone else. Now, maybe you're going to do this for a while and they're going to think that you're a Pollyanna too. But you know what? Wear that badge proudly. Because when you look for the good things in life, when you look for what's best, you make yourself better. Now, if you're willing to take a new approach, that tiny shift in what you focus on, realize that you just made a choice to be happy. It didn't take much. It's simple. There's not a lot of effort to it. but you're going to come to the point when you practice this every single day. And it doesn't take a lot, a minute here, a minute there. Maybe it's 2 in the morning, and then 3, and then 4, and then 5. And pretty soon you realize that it's just automatic for you. Look how far you've come. And take a look back at where you were a month ago or 2 months ago when you've been doing this for a while. And then take a look at where you are right now. And celebrate the success that you've had. Because you were ready to make a different choice. And now you've got a different result. So thank you all for being here and for taking the time to think about your choices and what you're willing to do to get back to a happier place. Until next week, keep reaching for all that's good in your life. Be grateful for it. See you next week.